From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. Senate advances NSA reforms as a key program expires. The Senate advanced legislation to reform the government's domestic surveillance program. VOA's Michael Bowman reports the chamber voted late Sunday night to begin debate on a bill using telecommunications companies rather than the U.S. National Security Agency to collect and retain Americans' phone records in the fight against terrorism.
At midnight Sunday, the NSA program became defunct 2 years after it was exposed by fugitive former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued for a temporary extension of the NSA's snooping abilities to no avail. Sunday, he conceded defeat.
Allow the program to expire altogether without attempting to replace it in the face of growing, aggressive, and sophisticated threats. That's a totally unacceptable outcome.
The Senate will debate the bill through Tuesday. Should it pass unaltered, it would go to the White House for President Obama's signature. The bill has Mr. Obama's backing. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
East African community leaders say Burundi elections should be delayed at least 6 weeks. Following an emergency regional summit in Tanzania Sunday, they also called on all parties to stop violence, disarm youth groups, and create conditions for the return of refugees who have fled political unrest. Burundi's president did not attend the meeting. 5 people were killed near the Libyan city of Misrata on Sunday in a suicide car bombing. It was claimed by the Islamic State. The explosion happened at a security checkpoint west of the city. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says that several Americans are being held by the Shiite Houthi insurgents in Yemen, who ousted the American-backed government and are continuing their fight for control of the country. According to the Washington Post newspaper, 4 U.S. nationals are believed to be held at prison near the Yemeni capital Sana'a. The newspaper said none of those held is a U.S. government worker. 3 are believed to have been working for private sector companies, while the 4th holds dual U.S.-Yemeni citizenship. An Egyptian appeals court Sunday sentenced well-known lawyer and human rights activist Mahinour El-Masri and 2 others to 15 months in prison on charges of attacking a police station. El-Masri went to an Alexandria police building in 2013 to check up on a fellow lawyer who'd been arrested. Officers accused her and the co-defendants of trying to storm the building and attack officers. Supporters outside the Alexandria courtroom denounced the verdict as political. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be staying in a Geneva, Switzerland hospital overnight after a bicycle accident Sunday when he broke his leg. He is expected to make a full recovery and plans to fly back to the United States Monday. Secretary Kerry was in Switzerland for discussions with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on reaching a nuclear deal before the June 30th deadline. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its growth forecast for Ukraine's economy to -9%. The negative growth projection was announced Sunday in Kiev, along with estimates of 46% inflation this year. IMF officials linked the inflation projection to surging oil prices and a large exchange rate depreciation earlier this year. Sunday was World No Tobacco Day, an occasion for smokers to think about their habit and give it up, even for 24 hours. Here's VOA's Carol Pearson.
It's no secret that any type of tobacco use is not healthy. But for most people, it's hard to quit. That's because most of them started the habit as teenagers and because tobacco contains nicotine.
Nicotine is a highly addictive, very powerful drug.
Dr. Kimberly Horn says teens are likely to use more than one form of tobacco. The U.S. government and private organizations have been running anti-smoking campaigns since 1964. A study from the Yale School of Public Health found that those who quit during this time period had a 30% improvement in life expectancy. Carol Pearson, Washington.
Thousands of Nepalese children affected by last month's earthquake returned to class as schools reopened 5 weeks after the disaster that claimed 8,600 lives. Children attended classes held in tents and temporary classrooms made of bamboo and plastic tarp. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.